The next patient is Norma Ellis. The last name is E-L-L-I-S, first name Norma, N-O-R-M-A. Clinical case of an 86-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and she's 86 years old, and most likely she has some degree of nephrosclerosis associated too. Those entities, period. The recent laboratory workup that was done the 13th of March, the creatinine is 1. The BUN is 19, and she has an estimated GFR that is 55 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of significant proteinuria, period. The proteinuria that we get is around 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has a history of hypothyroidism. She had a T4 that is 1.4. A T3, 2.3. And the TSH is 0.7. All of them are within normal range. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control is asymptomatic. Following number, degenerative joint disease. The patient has low back pain, and she's treated symptomatic. She stays away from the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Patient has a following number history of hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 188, HDL 75, and LDL is 95, which is a normal lipid panel. Following number, the patient has asymptomatic bacteriuria. Klebsiella was isolated in the urine. We are not going to treat it. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. She has been taking supplementation. However, in the last determination of the vitamin D, the levels were reported at 118, which is higher than expected. For that reason, we are going to change the tablet to one every other day. This patient remains in a very stable condition. We are going to give an appointment to see us in a year with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and in the documentation, 6 minutes.